Hello and welcome back to the weekly podcast at the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. This is our weekly chat about the library and ways to incorporate our board's vision of sparking ideas, enriching lives, and strengthening our community. And today we're going to talk about an upcoming library program with the Mattoon Police K-9 Unit. Officer Devin Patterson is with us, and the officer and his dog, whose name is
Bane.
Bane will be with us on August the 11th at 10 a.m., and he's going to do a program on the second floor in our children's area, and just a way to introduce the dog and the police to young children and to kind of show what the dog can do in the K-9 unit, which so why don't you just tell us a little bit about what we can expect on August the 11th and maybe what age children would be ideal to attend.
First of all, I just want to appreciate you having me here. Mm-hmm. So what we got planned is myself and our other K-9 officer, Ryan Coop. His K-9 Bricks is going to be there as well. Really, we're just going to do a mainly educational little time period, get the kids familiar with the dogs and seeing us in a friendly manner. A lot of times kids growing up get this sense that the police are bad, and we definitely want to fight that. We want them to know that we are good. So really any age, it helps just to see, get them close to us and as well the dogs, that they don't have to be afraid of the dogs. So we'll do that. We may do a small portion of narcotics detection, where we will hide some drugs somewhere in the library, and we'll give our dogs a command to search for that and find it, and then the kids get to see that the dogs can find the bad stuff better than we can most of the time, so just by using their nose.
So. Yeah, and so it's a way to introduce the dogs to police and police work, and to see some of the types of things you do, and also to make them comfortable in kind of an educational setting.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us a little about how, you said this is your second year on the force, what kind of training it takes to become a K-9 unit, and what you go through to establish your relationship with Bane.
So for my training, I did 10 weeks with Heath Thornton at Charleston Police Department. He's a certified trainer, and it helped being close to home. I know a lot of people get sent to trainers far away. They have to be away from home. So it was nice being here. Heath is very knowledgeable. He had a great time there, and we learned a lot. So I think the main portion is the bond with the dog and the trainer. So Bane had a small portion of training prior to me getting him, but he's a young pup, so he didn't have anything crazy. So it was good to learn the training with Bane. So it was like we were both getting trained, and we were feeding off each other and really establishing the bond. I think it helped that I picked Bane up about a month before we started training, and I didn't do anything training wise with him. It was just being a pet owner and getting the bond established, and that's the biggest part is getting that bond.
What kind of dog is Bane?
He's a Belgian Malinois.
Mm-hmm. And what's he weigh?
He's right around 65 pounds. 65. So he's not a big dog, but he makes up for it.
Yeah. And what kinds of things can dogs do to help you in your work?
The main thing we utilize is their odor detection. Obviously with drugs, we spoke about that. We walk them around cars a lot, and there's always air escaping vehicles. They can smell the air coming out and smell actually narcotics in the car whenever we couldn't ever even think about that. They also, their noses, we train them to track people down. A lot of times, and with tracks, what we do is we even train them to smell the difference in the scent of the grass that's been stepped on, opposed to the grass that's been sitting there for a while, you know, and hasn't been disturbed. So the disturbed grass, we teach them to feed off those things, and then we give them a reward at the end to tell them that they're doing okay or doing everything we want them.
I know there's an element of officer safety as well. I know that maybe is an issue all in various places, but how do, so the dog is trained to protect you?
Absolutely. So, and it's based all pretty well off commands, but the dog also learns that, I mean, when I leave my squad car and Bane is still in the squad, he's watching me all the time, mm-hmm. what I'm doing. So if it so happens that things go south and maybe a fight starts or whatever with me, say I'm on the edge of town and I don't have another officer there to back me up, I can hit a little button on my belt, pops the door open, and out comes the dog. And he's already watching, he's already seen what's going on. And so he usually knows, I mean, they know how to react to that situation.
And when you're in a situation that isn't threatening, he's trained to just be a nice, gentle dog?
Yes, so it's pretty incredible. So the way they used to train dogs, they were just seen as being mean all the time. Now that they have done completely away with that, Bane is, he's a sweetheart until I tell him not to be. He loves the attention. He'll jump up on your lap. He'll, you know, we went to a birthday party at Peterson not too long ago, and there was probably 15 to 20 kids coming up and petting him, and he was just fine. He loved it. So
I was gonna say, so the kids will be able to pet him and that kind of thing.
Yeah, probably. We try not to give them too much all at once, mm-hmm. So a couple kids at a time, but because they are still dogs, and mm-hmm. and we don't want them to get frightened or anything like that. So, but yes, they're very social. Brix is as well. Ryan Coop's dog, very social dogs, which is also something you want.
What age kids? Is there any certain age range, or just anybody who's interested, or what would you suggest as far as people who might consider attending?
Really, I mean, we have a four-year-old in our house that just loves him. I mean, and they get along good, and the four-year-old, he can stick his hand in the kennel whenever Bane's in the kennel, and he'll just eat it up. So, and so really, there's I don't see a restriction to any ages. I think it's great to introduce it at any age.
Right. We talked a little about the odors. Are there other things the dog can do? I think maybe we talked before we started taping that they can help you track people, that kind of thing. Are those the types of situations that maybe you use them in as well?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of the bigger crimes, the burglaries and stuff like that, where places are getting broken into, and then the suspect then flees before anybody gets there. We can usually locate an area where we think that the suspect may have left that place, and we can start a scent, and then the dogs are trained to follow that scent to wherever it is, wherever the suspect is. It's probably one of the most challenging parts of training a dog, because mm-hmm. it's tough, because you know you just got to be able to read your dog and when he's smelling the right scent and everything. But it is pretty incredible to watch. And then I know we talked about this before. We don't do this very often, because in training, the dogs are trained to get a reward, which is either a toy or the apprehension of a person at the end of a track. It makes them want to do the track more. It fuels them. But there have been emergency cases where maybe an elderly person with dementia or something gets lost in the woods, or a child gets lost in the woods. And they need us, you know, there are dogs that are specifically trained to do just that. Just the odor, so they don't have to worry about anybody getting bit. But if those aren't readily available, then they will use us to at least get a better area of where that individual is.
So how many units does Matt, are you the only canine unit, or do you have another?
Like I said, Ryan Coop and Canine Brix are the other canine team. We have two. Charleston has two, and Coles County also has two. So we have quite a few options here in this area.
You work together and train together?
Yeah, we do. The second Tuesday of every month, we all get together, and even guys from Effingham and the surrounding areas, we all kind of get together and just train all day. So it's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, as we mentioned, August the 11th, 10 a.m. on the second floor of the Mattoon Public Library, Officer Patterson and Bane will be there to do a demonstration to introduce the dog to young adults or adults, whoever would want to be there. It's part of the library's outreach to be an information source, and also to recognize You know, an important piece of law enforcement. And while we're on law enforcement, I know you said this is your second year, but this is, why don't you just, this is something you always wanted to do, was sure. to be part of law enforcement.
Sure. So it's always been an interest of mine. I didn't know exactly where I wanted to land, but I think I made a great home here. So.
And you're from Mattoon?
I'm from Mattoon, born and raised.
So you're able to practice your trade right here in your hometown.
Sure. Yeah. Giving back to the community that got me to this point. You know, there's a lot of people here that helped me out along the way. And so it's kind of a way for me to kind of give back to them.
Great. Well, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here this morning. Appreciate all your hard work of you and your fellow officers. And we look forward to seeing you and hopefully many people from the community again on August the 11th at 10 a.m. at the Mattoon Public Library. And I hope y'all will check back with us next week for the next podcast from the library.